what's the most you've ever won in a casino?
I don't think I've ever been to a casino. I went when I was a child, so I never gambled. I never got to gamble in a casino. Yeah, so, but I guess the most gambling? Do stocks count? I don't want to talk about my stock issues.
Let's talk about your stock issues. Your stock problem. we don't have to talk about your stock addiction here. We should not talk about your stock addiction on the wire.
Hey, this is the news you can't lose. This is the Loser Leaves Wrestling Crew. We've got news for you. My name's Red Jefferson. I'm here with
Moet Jaswal.
Moet, how are you feeling today? What's the vibe you're giving off?
Manic energy today, and that's, I think, hopefully good content.
Think so. I'm vibing right off that. I'm pretty manic myself. Had a lot of coffee to help us keep it going. When you're manic, you have to nurture the mania, and that's where you have to constantly give it caffeine, keep some wrestling or battle bots on in the background.
You love battle bots. That's been your thing for like the last month.
It really has. I am so into BattleBots, it's disgusting.
What happened to you? What's where did this come from?
It combines.
You're like
a lot
12
of
years late to the party, you know?
No. I'm 12 years new. I've been renewed by it. I feel like it's the perfect sport. It's really the perfect real competitive sport. No one's getting injured. It's encouraging scholarly academics where you're supposed to learn about engineering and physics and all these great things. Every age level, there was a kid there that was 11 that was competing against a 70-year-old. You got colorful characters. It's basically like having your favorite mascots battle each other, where Sharko face off against Blast Eyes. You know, it's very fun. It's amazing.
So wait, it's the perfect sport because no one gets hurt. That's the criteria to be a perfect sport?
I think it's the criteria. It's going to be the new perfect sport where like you could have a lot of mayhem and destruction and not a single person gets hurt. That's amazing.
I suppose so.
There's explosions. I've watched explosions.
Yeah, who sets up the explosions?
No, they don't set it up. Sometimes when their spike that they're driving into the gas tank ignites the flame and poof.
Oh, that's true. I was thinking like they're in like a battle dome.
No, they are in a battle. They're in the battle box.
Yeah. Okay.
The battle box.
I don't pay attention to this stuff. God, I'm sorry. Who's your favorite battle bot?
This is a duck. I love duck.
Duck. I'm not letting you move on from this. This is now BattleBots podcast.
Duck is a defense robot, and he wins by breaking your weapon, which is super fucking cool. It's super fucking cool.
And then what happens? Other than he just
if he breaks you, he breaks you by you hitting him.
Does a BattleBot ever run away once they're like?
Sometimes they do. That's the great thing about BattleBots. It's everything, Moet. It's everything you wanted and more. There's all the different types of stories. David versus Goliath, friend versus friend, everything. Prince and the Pauper. I don't know.
Is there a BattleBots community? Do you know anyone that's...
I'm new, I'm learning. I'm learning. But believe me, everyone at the News You Can't Lose and Loser Leaves Wrestling community will know about this as we move forward in this journey. But Moet, we have news, Moet.
Okay. Let's get our head in the game. Get back into wrestling. Let's do this.
This is February 21st to February 27th. The news you can't lose. Right off the bat, Moet, the biggest freaking news of the week. Can you believe it? Bayley and Aaron Solo call off their engagement.
Oh, yeah. That made me sad.
That's
but
very
also,
sad.
It's none of my business, so I don't care. Whatever.
Bless both of them. We want them both to be happy individually or together if they ever choose. That's their business, damn it. None of ours. Now we're moving on. Next story of the day. Next story. This is some light stuff. Big Show leaves WWE and is with AEW? What?
Paul White. Yeah.
Paul White?
Yeah.
Paul White,
that
Big
was a
Show?
Big, that was a shocking moment. Yeah.
That what is pretty think? Cool. I think it's pretty cool, Moet. Do you feel it's cool or do you think this is stupid?
I actually think it's very cool. Yeah. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? He's going to be an announcer to start off with on Dark Revolution or something?
Revelation. They don't even know what they're calling themselves.
On Monday nights, new Dark episode or something on YouTube. So he'll start off there. We think he's going to be in the big elimination battle royal thing on the pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Or I heard someone else, but we're staying on Paul White for now.
But I have something for you for this Paul White business. What I think he's going to be doing next, he's going to be in that match, but what, this is brilliant. This is brilliant timing. He's going to interfere in the Cody Shaq match, and he's going to cost Shaq the match. He's going to choke slam Shaq, and they're going to have their big match in AEW.
That would be great, because they've been waiting years for this match. Yeah.
And this is a money match. This is like the Floyd Mayweather Big Show. This is the Lawrence Taylor Bam Bam Bigelow. For them to have this kind of thing, that's what WWE wanted and they couldn't get.
Yeah, it's true. You know what I'm excited about this Big Show thing is I didn't think he would ever leave WWE. Mm-hmm. I thought, he's old now too, so there's not really a lot of reason to get away from that contract if it's still like offered to him. So him moving over makes me kind of wonder if this is like a turning moment for AEW where they will be, you know, just a little bit more legitimate, seen in a better eye, in a mainstream spotlight. You know, it might lead to bigger things, like more people coming over, more eyes on them.
And I can't wait to see some of the matchups. Like, I don't expect him to have a lot of wrestling matches, but I do expect him to face Cody probably. I expect him to probably face, I would love for him to face their big guys. I want him to face Lance Archer. I want Lance Archer versus Big Show feud where he's just like, I want to take out the giant.
I'd be very curious to see what Big Show looks like in AEW if he changes his style even just a little bit. And, you know, but again, I don't know how much he can even do now. When was the last time he wrestled?
Well, he had some, like, even like 2 years ago, he had some great matches with Rowan, with Braun Strowman. He had some cool match. His trilogy with Braun Strowman is great TV.
Oh, yeah. He did. They did like a technical match at one point.
They had a technical match.
Yeah,
they had this
ridiculous
one that was like a big brawl, and then they had the cage match.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Was really good. Yeah, not too long ago. So hopefully he can still like provide something like that.
He's in good shape. So I don't expect him to have a lot of matches, but the matches that he does have, he gives it. He has given it his all since 2004. 2003, 2004, he has given it his all to be a really fun, productive wrestler. And especially in the past few years when he's lost weight, he's really been trying.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was pretty incredible as the giant and in WCW when he was still like much younger. Like, I don't think I gave him any credit back then. But he was agile. He could do a lot back then. So, I don't know. If anything, this is going to make me want to go back and watch Big Show stuff.
Actually, you're not lying. He's a great performer, and I'm so happy that he's getting this breath of fresh air. Good for Big Show. Moving on. Davey Boy Jr. Davey Boy Smith Jr. possibly coming to WWE soon. He is going to be doing his father's induction, finally. They didn't have the Hall of Fame ceremonies last year because of COVID, but they're going to be doing this year. He's going to be doing the induction, and there's talk that he is going to be coming to WWE more full-time.
Whoa. That's surprising, because he just wrestled Jon Moxley.
Yeah.
The Bloodsport.
Yeah,
that's right. Bloodsport. There was rumors that that might be his like, you know, tryout match, like glorified tryout match for AEW. So that's really surprising.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for him. Hopefully, you know, he was there once and they didn't do anything bad with him. They just didn't do anything with him. They put him in a tag team with TJ Wilson, TJ Kidd. What was his call? What was his name? Teddy Hart. Teddy Hart.
Oh,
he was in a tag team with Teddy Hart. They were the Hart Dynasty.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that?
I don't, actually. No.
Yeah, Teddy Hart was with Davey Boy Smith Jr. and Natty when they all first came. They all first came around the same time.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But, well, we hope in the best. Moving on. Moet, this is some action-packed news we got coming up here. AEW Game. The game is set for early 2022 release. So early next year, we're going to be seeing the game come out. He says no finger. This is Kenny Omega talking, you know, fingers crossed. But that's what he's looking at. But just to wet your whistles, just to wet those silly little appetites they're giving us, which has launched apparently this week, the AEW card game. Do you care, Moet? Will you ever play this dumb blackjack game?
Oh, it's the casino game. Yeah, there's a bunch of different like mini games.
Have you played
on it? No, because I don't care about that stuff. And did you see the AEW?
No.
Did you see the YouTube video game a conference or whatever. It just came out like a couple days ago. It was with Kenny.
No, I missed it.
It's like 18 minutes long. It's fun to scrub through because it looks like Kenny's been up since like 2 a.m. and it's like the last thing he has to do for the day. He's so exhausted during the whole thing. Brandon Cutler's doing his best. He looks, you know, as fresh as a daisy, and he's trying to bring in energy. But Kenny is clearly the more charismatic one, even when he's going on 2 hours of sleep, and he keeps shutting down Brandon. When they get to the casino game, he does not care about promoting it whatsoever. He's like, it's coming out tomorrow. All right, wow.
This is a Cody
just, like, moves on.
This is a Cody move. Because I'm firmly behind that. Cody's behind the branding of AEW being all casino and all gambling, all in, all out. There's a big chandelier, giant poker chips. Like, it's a very casino branded company. And I think Cody's behind that entirely. And Cody must be behind. This feels like it's Dusty Rhodes' idea of, like, you know, we can't have a regular game, so let's have a card game instead. Might as well have, like, an AEW PGA game, you know? Like, it just feels like these crowds, they can mix, but they don't intersect that often, you know?
It's probably, like, easy revenue because it's essentially just, like, a copy and paste of a previous game. They just put in, like, Double or Nothing imagery in it, which is why they were able to bring it out so fast. Because that's, like, a fairly common thing to do with mobile games is just kind of take the similar engine and just kind of change a few images and things in there and then repackage it. So, I don't know. Maybe they'll get some, like, ad revenue or some random thing. It's probably, like, a very simple process for the company to get some extra money.
I'm going to download the game.
I'm assuming.
I'm going to download the game because it's free. It's a free game. So I'm going to check it out. We'll report back next week. I'll tell you what I think of it, unless you get it too.
Maybe I'll get it if you're going to get it.
Yeah,
see each other on the blackjack table.
I've got a good hand.
I'll call you up as we're playing.
All right, moving on. Next up, WWE docuseries on A&E. So there's going to be a docuseries on WWE figures on A&E. They're going to do a bio series on these wrestlers: Austin, Savage, Piper, Booker T, HBK, Bret Hart, Mick Foley, and Ultimate Warrior.
Wait, so that it's a series. What is it? It's a video. It's a documentary on each separate action figure.
No, on the characters. What? Where did you hear action figure? Did
I don't know. I thought you said figures. Oh, you said figures. Or
oh,
something.
Notable so WWE thought... figures.
Oh like, yeah, yeah. I don't know why I thought toys.
That's fair. Oh, now I see it.
Okay, my bad.
No, that's okay. But it's exciting. It's a more docu-series. I love docu-series. It's a WWE docu-series on A&E. Stop saying AEW. A&E. And they're focusing on those 8 wrestlers.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty of material for there. That's awesome. I'll probably watch it because that team is great at making stuff.
Hell yeah,
That's a great news article, Red. I'm so excited about that.
We're moving on. We've got sad news, Mohit. Sad news.
Oh, I love sad news.
The question mark, Josephus, passes away. Not going to lie, I've seen very little of Josephus, the question mark. But a lot of people are real sad about his passing. Mohit, did you watch any question mark in MLW?
I saw him in NWA. On the new NWA from last year. Oh, okay. I saw him in like 1 or 2 episodes. I thought he was funny and entertaining. He had a little kung fu move.
Yeah, he had the kung fu.
And that's all I knew about him. Yeah. So, it is a shame because I only just found out about him.
Rest in power, Josephus, question mark. That's sad. But we have one more news article here, Moa. One more to bring us right back up, bring smiles to our faces. William Regal's son debuts in NXT UK.
Yeah.
And his name is Bailey Matthews. Isn't that sweet?
That is sweet. He has a son. That's nice. He's got a kid. He's going to get a legacy.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, Moa. The news this week sucked. I get it.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant like,
that's what you're trying to tell me, that the news sucked this week.
I genuinely meant I wanted to. I can't wait for that Savage thing. That'll be fun. And this is fine, too, I guess. What are your thoughts on this kid? What do you think?
I think he's great.
Come on, you did.
I really had not. I forgot to write down another story. I was like, I can't end with William Regal's son, but that's all I had left. So that's the game. That's the game. And that's the end of the news. That's right. The end of the news. You can't lose. But we're not done there. We've got a whole big bag of mail for you coming from Mailman Mowat and his bag of mail.
Big bag of mail coming up right for you. We got three, Red. We got three. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm born ready.
Oh, boy. We got the first one. We got Scrud. Scrud from Porkville, Georgia. Porkville, Georgia. Scrud says, "Dear loser that left wrestling." Oh, is that a
insult? Oh, what a little... God, come
on. Is that an insult to...
I guess it's kind of making fun of the show's name. I think he's trying to be sarcastic.
That's a real stupid move, Scrud.
And his name sounds fake, to be honest.
Yeah, you're...
Porkville?
You pick it with the wrong losers over here. Loser that left wrestling, what would it take for you to become so disgusted with wrestling that you never watch again? Ah, Jesus, Scrud. McDougal, he gave us a last name. McDougal. One of the famous McDougal clan in Georgia.
Dumb Scrud. Probably the son that they all forgot. They're like, hell with Scrud. Let's call him Scrud.
That's a pretty heavy question to ask. I'm not gonna lie. Scrud's got a brain. What would it take for you to become so disgusted with wrestling that you never watch again? That's hard. I think about that every time something horrifying happens, and I just keep watching. I think the Saudi Arabia deal was the latest, like, massive horrifying thing.
That's a WWE thing.
But that's, well, to just stop wrestling.
To stop watching wrestling. I don't even know what Scrud's trying to ask. Scrud, this is a terrible question. I'll tell you why right now. It's a terrible question because you gave us no preface of thought. We have no idea what's going on. Is this an imaginary world where, people are murdering each other in the ring? Or is this a world where it's realistic? Like, say, something political is said? I don't like the question, Scrud, and I don't like you for asking it.
Wow. Okay.
I think he's trying to make fun of us. His name's not Scrud. He's not from Porkville. I bet there's not even a Porkville.
So you don't want to answer this question because it's a bad question? Is that...
No, we can't do that on the mailbag with Mailman Mowat. I guess it would have to be something... I don't know.
Wait, so you're interpreting this as all of wrestling. Something has to happen so heinous. Like you find out wrestling is fake for the very first time. Something on that level of like,
I'm trying
garbage.
To get in the mind of a psychopath. And that psychopath
you're calling
is trying...
Scrud McDougal... He's psychopath.
I don't know what he is.
You don't even know this man.
He's making fun of us, Mowat. He made fun of us in the very opening thing.
That's kind of insane, yeah. That's a very... He's already facing an uphill battle on getting on your good side. Yeah.
He's on my bad side. He's not even like... It's not even like, which side is he going to be on? Scrud's on my bad side now. I don't know how to answer this question, Mowat. Do you?
Well, I thought I did, and then you shut me down. I was going to talk about the nuances of, like, sure. You know, there's been countless things that are, like, just truly despicable that happened in wrestling. WWE, the Saudi Arabia deal, immediately after Khashoggi being assassinated, and they continue to get this heinous deal, especially with all the women, women's rights issues, civil rights issues there. They continue this bullshit. New Japan Pro Wrestling is doing stuff, but I keep watching them. They keep bringing in all the... American outcasts, essentially, that pointed out during, like, the wrestling Me Too movement. They just bring them in. They're bringing in more people every week, every time.
AEW supporters of the Donald Trump campaign.
AEW supporters? Who's that?
AEW. The Jacksons.
Oh, yeah. The Jacksons. The Cons
and the Jerichos.
Yeah. That one's
not as bad because they're just political disagreements.
Yeah, that one, but it's still it's a flag. He puts up a flag of, like, if they're okay with this, you know, then what else are they okay with?
I just don't want them to be okay with I just don't trust Jake Hager.
Keep an eye on him.
I am. Well, I think we answered
that
question.
I feel like that's all right. That's exactly what I want to say. You want to move on?
Yeah, let's move on. We answered that question real good.
Yeah, I mean, geez, it's my mailbag. I guess I get to say when we move on. Say we move on, damn it. Yeah. Raquel from Vancouver is number two. Raquel. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you like that name.
I like Vancouver.
Big difference from... Oh, you like Vancouver. Okay.
I like Vancouver. I'm a big fan of Vancouver. I really do want to visit Vancouver. It looks romantic.
Up to Vancouver. To Porkville, Georgia.
Yeah, Porkville. Come on now. I don't even think Porkville's real. Somebody sound off in the comments. Send us an email letting us know if Porkville's real.
Please send us an email.
Please send us an email.
What are your thoughts? This is Raquel speaking now.
Oh,
what
send us an email at loserleavespod@gmail.com. Loserleavespod@gmail.com.
Yeah, that'd be good to know for people. Yeah, that's great. Good thinking, Red.
That's what I'm here for.
What are your thoughts on Daniel Harnsberger's The Progressive Liberal gimmick?
Oh, the Progressive Liberal. Do you know who this guy is?
I do, yes. I'm surprised anyone, including Raquel, knows Daniel Harnsberger's name. I only knew him as the Progressive Liberal. Oh. And I'm pretty sure he's just like a guy in North Carolina or something, right?
Yeah, or something. Somewhere, I thought Kentucky.
Kentucky.
But somewhere in that area. And I love it. I love the gimmick. I think you have to work with your area and your audience. And that audience just hates liberals.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just looking him up now. Sorry. 40 years old. This man's 40 years old.
Oh, so he's not making it to AEW anytime soon. That's a young man's game.
That's pretty cool, I guess. So want to explain the gimmick?
Yeah,
I
mean, the progressive liberal gimmick is a guy that just that he goes out and just says progressive liberal things like, I love Hillary, I'm with her. And says things like that and pushes, talks about how he wants to give everyone a $15 minimum wage. He says all the progressive things, and it's just good heel work for a very red state towns, right?
Yeah, that's, so he's a he's a heel in conservative spaces and a face in more liberal areas, is what the Wikipedia article says.
I love it. I love it. It's the Bret Hart. It's the Bret Hart of his time.
Now, after Hillary Clinton was defeated in 2016, he was concerned that her loss would force him to come up with a new gimmick, but he found that Trump's win emboldened conservative fans. He would say in an interview, "Now they have something to laugh at me about." Well, that's interesting.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Well, excellent.
There was a guy that... What is the name of the... There was a guy, he got caught in Me Too and then pretty much stopped. He was progressive, liberal, Jewish, socialist wrestler from the UK, I think. Big mustache.
Jake
He's Gallagher? Really, really good at
Jake
Twitter.
Gallagher?
No, I don't know. That was his Jake. Oh my god, people are gonna know this.
Legro.
No, do you know Legero? This guy? Really, really good at Twitter is what I'm gonna write.
The mailbag has gone off the rails.
Well, some other guy did it. He got caught. I mean, he did a lot of. It turns out he's a scumbag sexual predator.
Are you trying to suggest that Dan Hamburger is too?
Yeah, I'm saying watch out.
Watch out, Dan Hamburger.
Liberal scumbags. You can never trust him.
Can't
with
trust
sexual
them.
Predatory practices.
All
let's move on. This is not working.
No, we're doing great work. We're doing great work. Let's close it off strong. Wait, how many more pieces of mail?
One more. We got one more.
Oh,
this
good.
Is one
perfect.
More. Yeah. Benny from Star. David Starr, that's his name. That's his name. I knew I could do it. I was going to say Jake Starr. That's not a name. David Starr. He sucks.
Jesus
that's
Christ.
The end of
that.
Benny
the
from
mailbag. The integrity of the mailbag.
Hey, this is my mailbag.
It is your
I'll
mailbag.
Tell you when we goddamn move on. I want to type on David Starr. And we're moving on. Benny from Parkdale, Ontario. Ontario.
Oh, Ontario. I like Ontario. We like our Ontario friends.
Hey, Mode in Red. Hi, Benny. Love the show.
Hi,
can't wait for you two to do some live shows up in Canada one day. Oh, thank you.
That's Benny. Very sweet.
If you could shit in my mouth, How much money would it cost? I'm just kidding. That's Benny, not what he wrote. That's not what Benny wrote. That's not. I just
how
wanted
much to money would it? You no, fitter, no. You prankster. You little river.
I'm just kidding. Benny did not say that. Benny did not say
you're
it.
A rascal
he said some,
today.
He said some really nice things. That he said, "What would your entrance theme be if you two were wrestlers?" That's what he actually. Benny, sorry, Benny.
Benny's
I made
listening
a
right now, and he's just like, "I never said anything." He's 6 years old. So.
Yeah, he sounds really young and innocent.
Yeah, I really want to come see you live.
I don't know why I chose this moment to make a
what would our what be
fecal joke. What would your entrance theme be if you were a wrestler?
You know what I've always liked? Dream On by Aerosmith.
Dream On. Mm.
Coming out slow.
Yeah. Yeah, it needs a good ramp up into an exciting climax.
It have to be for a long entrance, but I'd milk it. I'd do a lot of swirling, a lot of singing in their faces, like a lot of going over the rail and just singing right in their faces. And I'd be a heel. I'd have to make an entrance.
You like being a heel?
Yeah, I like being a heel. What about you, Mo? What's your entrance music?
It'd have to be something the audience can sing, you know, and something kind of fun. I always like the Final Countdown. That was really good. Daniel Bryan had that on the Indies, which was brilliant. Mm-hmm. Something from Queen, I guess. I don't know. That doesn't really work with me as a personality. I don't know what works for me.
No, that works with you as a personality.
You think so? No, it doesn't.
Don't Stop Me Now. You coming out to that? Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah, I do a little shimmy with my shoulders and I'm shaking some pom-poms or something. That's good. I could do that. Yeah, I'd have to. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I guess that's it. Yeah, I haven't thought too hard about it, but that's my answer.
Excellent job. And there's no more mail in the mailbag.
That's it. That's it for this
week.
There's
no more show in the showtime. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Loser Lee's Wrestling. This is the news you can't lose. Make sure to follow us on Loser Lee's Wrestling on YouTube, Loser Lee's Wrestling on all the places that you listen to the podcast, and review us on Apple Podcasts. You go to Apple Podcasts to review us. I don't know where you're reviewing us because we can't see it yet. I know you're doing it because you wouldn't do this to me. Thank you all so much for listening, and make sure to follow us on all the things and send us your email to loserleavespod@gmail.com. And my name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with...
This is Moa Jaswal.
And Moa Jaswal, if you were a holiday, what holiday would you be?
Oh, I would be fucking Boxing Day. Beat people up.
Oh yeah, Boxing Day.
That's what I want to be.
Boxing Day. Happy Canada to everyone. Happy Canada. Thank you all so much for watching. Bye-bye.
Bye.